Turn your Bibles to Revelation chapter 13, if you would, please. And we're gonna cover two sermons here today. The next hour, I'm going to cover the same kind of thing, but a lot of facts in this sermon, but in these messages here that I'm going to give you. So, you know, we're going to really concentrate on what's, you know, what we would call statism, okay? And what is very common today. Statism is very popular today. And what it is really is it's the worship of the beast. It's the worship of the government system. And it's all of this is leading up to the end times. It's leading up to the Antichrist and his kingdom coming and his rule. But the masses have to be prepared to accept statism, to accept the worship of the beast, which is the state, and to be able to accept that. But there are training grounds for that take place. One of those, the first message we're going to talk about is public schools, Satan's playground. Yeah, and what's going on? Are children being conditioned for statism in public schools? It's a good question to ask yourself, I guess. Well, I'm going to try to give you some answers today and give you some proof of that really going on. First, we're going to look at our text here in Revelation chapter 13. And I stood upon the sand of the sea and saw a beast rise up out of the sea, having seven heads and ten horns, and upon his horns, ten crowns, and upon his heads, the name of blasphemy. And the beast which I saw was like unto a leopard, and his feet whereas the feet of a bear, and his mouth is the mouth of a lion. And the dragon gave him his power and his seat and great authority. So the dragon is who? It's the devil, that old wicked serpent. Okay. Now, and I saw one of his heads as it were wounded to death, and his deadly wound was healed, and all the world wondered after the beast. Isn't that what it's like now, really? We're getting set up for that. I mean, I know we're not there at that time that the scripture is talking about specifically, but that's really what everything's being set up for. The beast is actually interchangeable in scripture for the government and the leader. Okay, you can see that through the Old Testament all the way through. If you don't understand what I'm talking about, I don't have time to really go through that today, but I will refer you to a radio show that Brother Nate and I did called The Image of the Beast in Four Kingdoms. If you listen to that, The Image of the Beast in Four Kingdoms, you will understand that all the kingdoms of the world, all these kingdoms that from the head of gold, Nebuchadnezzar, all the way through and everything that was talked about, it was the beast and it was the man and it was his kingdom as well. So you'll see that and they were interchangeable through there. And, you know, this will give you an idea of what's really going on here, because that's what this world is being set up for now is Revelation chapter 13. That's what's being set up now for the world is being conditioned for. And it's moving forward ever so steadily forward into this worship of the Antichrist and the end times and this beast. That's where the world is headed. All right. And let's see. And I saw one of his heads that were wounded to death, and his deadly wound was healed, and all the world wondered after the beast. And they worshiped the dragon, which gave power unto the beast. So what will this really, in essence, this worship of the beast, and this is really nothing more than the end times religion, is that beast religion, okay, that it'll be. And it will actually be Luciferianism. That's what it's really going to be. The end time worship is going to be Luciferianism. That's what you see here. Because they worship the dragon, it says. And they worship the dragon which gave power unto the beast. So we're seeing here that they're going to worship the dragon. Essentially, all worship that is not Christ worship is Satan worship. Amen. If you have a false understanding of who Christ is, if you don't worship him in spirit and in truth, if you don't worship God in spirit and truth through the Lord Jesus Christ, as he is King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and he is God on earth, amen. When he was here, he was God on earth. He is God in heaven as well. But he manifested, he was the fullness of the Godhead bodily, amen. That's who Christ is. So many religions, so many sects of Christianity today have who Christ is completely wrong. They have gutted who Christ is, his lordship and everything else. They deny who he really is. And when you do that, you're going to slip off into this right here, because those people that don't understand who Christ is are not saved. Once you learn who Christ is, you get it. When somebody shows you through the Bible, hey, okay, I understand that. Why? Because you're saved and his spirit beareth witness with our spirit. And we understand that. Now, and they worship the dragon which gave power unto the beast, and they worship the beast saying, who is like unto the beast? Who is able to make war? Who was able to make war with him? And there was given unto him a mouth speaking great things and blasphemies. And power was given unto him to continue 42 months. And he opened his mouth in blasphemy against God to blaspheme his name and his tabernacle and them that dwell in heaven. And it was given unto him to make war with the saints and overcome them. And power was given over him over all kindreds and tongues and nations. And all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. If any man have an ear, let him hear what this, let him hear. He that leadeth into captivity shall go into captivity. He that kills the sword must be killed with the sword. Here is the patience and the faith of the saints. So, I mean, there's more. There's this beast worship here. But how are we going to get there? How is the world getting there? Well, there's some different ways that we can see that. One of them is what we're going to cover first. Statism, the religion of the beast, in public schools. What are they teaching these kids in public schools, and how are they preparing them for that? For absolute statism and this looking to the state for everything. America is now not a republic, but an empire. It used to be a republic. It used to be. America had a pretty good thing going when it was a republic, but when it decided to be an empire, it changed. You know, this is not the same republic that was started. I know Benjamin Franklin was an occultist. Many people don't know that, but he was. But when that lady asked him, said, you know, what form of government have you gave us, Mr. Franklin? And he said, a republic, lady, if you can keep it. We didn't keep it. We switched to an empire. You study. I'll tell you, when you start studying history, you start seeing really the truth of what's really going on in this country. When you study the Roman Empire, you see, I mean, you could line them up side by side and you can see exactly the same things happening. The same exact things. The decline of a nation. You can see it plainly when America decided to be an empire and its rulers decided to be an empire. And I mean, it just changed everything. We could see it in this country. So how do we get there? How do we get to the headship where the worship of the state? Well, I'm going to go through a lot of them next hour, but we're going to cover public schools because they are Satan's playground. They are Satan's youth department. Okay, this is where he trains people, where they are being trained for that. You know, Proverbs 22:6 says, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. See, the devil knows that verse too. And he knows if he gets enough children, young people, which we have in this country, by the way, when we took God out of the schools and the Bible out of the schools and evolution reigned in the schools, what do you think? If you take God out of anything, Satan's coming in. You just have to understand that. That's the way it works. It's because it'll be filled with something. There'll be some sort of worship that was there. So we have state-funded religion called evolution, and it's nothing more than statism is what it is. But evolution it piggybacks onto statism, and this is what we have here today. Satan knows that knowledge without Christ is the perfect way to turn people into statists. What do we have? We have a nation of indoctrinated people today with statist principles. Many parents have been second and third generation public school kids, and fourth generation, in Satan's youth department has grown immensely. Parents have bought into the lie it takes a village to raise a child. They bought into that lie that you can't possibly school your children. You can't possibly give them the education that they need. You can't possibly prepare them for life like we can. Well, you're right about that. I won't make them as wicked as you do. Or as you would if you had them in your hands. That's right. You couldn't possibly teach your children at home. They'll be introverts, not productive in society. They must be assimilated into the beast system. That's what it's about, folks. It's an assimilation into the beast system. We have to make you worshipers of the state. Why do you think our country doesn't understand what liberty and anything means anymore? Doesn't understand anything outside of what the federal government enforces or tells them? That's the gospel to most people today. You want to know why? Because it started when they were a child. They trained them as a child in the way that they wanted them to go. That's what they did. Why do you think witches always go after children? Why do you think they do that? Yeah, yesterday, right. Why do you think they do that? They do that because they know they can mold their minds. That's why. After all the world will wonder after the beast. So these people are trained in public schools that Sally has two moms, and now they are trained that Sally's mom is actually her dad. Why? Well, because the state said so, that's why. Because they just said so that makes it right. Right? That's how they're being trained. And what do? They follow along and they believe it. They don't question. You should have seen those kids yesterday and we were talking to them about questioning evolution. They thought we were the most crazy, insane people in all the world because we actually questioned evolution. We actually asked them for proof and they started laughing at us. Well, haven't you seen the fossils? Yeah, show me the fossils that prove it. They didn't have any answers. They really didn't. There's hundreds of them. Okay, prove it. They don't. They've been told something, so they believe it. I said, okay, well, how did it all start then? Oh, well, I don't know. That's kind of hard to understand. You know, okay, so he goes, and he admitted, well, you know, nobody saw that, how it all started. So I said, oh, okay, so you're saying there's no proof of that then? Or you don't understand that, where that came from, so you believe it by faith. Oh, no, I didn't say that. Oh, yes, you did. That's exactly what you did. Because you have no observable proof of how everything started. So I have faith in God and you have faith in the beginning pudding. Okay? Whichever, that's what you believe. All right? So I believe in God and a historical record of who God is and a biblical infallible book. And you believe in the beginning some pudding. Okay? So we both have faith, so stop acting like we're stupid then. Stop acting like we're totally crazy people because we have faith in something and you have faith too in what you believe. Because you don't have proof. Science is provable. And so you guys just hate science. No, we don't hate science. Why would we hate science? We actually believe it. We believe real science, observable science. Anyway, what do we have today in our schools, though? What's going on here? What are they framing the conversation for? How are they doing this with children? Well, let me tell you, if a child takes his fingers and makes a gun sign, he can be expelled from school because it's dangerous. Do you understand that? That's where we're at today. There's a kid that got expelled, a little kid, because he went like this. Oh, got to get him out of here. I just want to walk around that school and go like this all day. That's what I want to do. That's really what I want to do. I want to get a cowboy hat on and walk through there and go, pew, 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 pew. Am I scaring you yet? I mean, seriously, are we really that far gone that we actually call the cops on some little kid pointing his finger and going like this? But I bet you if that kid gave somebody the finger, they'd be fine with it. Yeah. Yeah, because he drew a picture of a gun. Yeah, he told me about that. Yeah. Rocky Humphreys, the guy that listens to us, the brother in Christ down in Texas, when his son drew a gun and they brought him in and said, oh, we got to have a talk. We got to have a conference here. It's Texas! Everybody has a gun. Everybody has a gun in Texas, almost. I mean, come on, really? It's Texas. I know, it isn't anymore. It used to be like that, but it changed drastically. Yeah, it did. It's sad, really. Anyway, when is the last time you've seen a homeschool kid, by the way, blow his house up and his mom and his dad and everyone else? No, but it happens in Satan's youth department quite a bit, doesn't it? Those kind of dangerous things, anyway. Where they hand out pharmacy drugs like candy. Where they indoctrinate kids with status principles. Where they discourage Bible reading and outlaw it if they can. Where the name of Christ is hated, but schools can plan a field trip to a mosque where girls must cover their heads. That just happened recently. Where teachers are fornicating with their students on a weekly basis. It's all over the news. All the time, that's what we see almost weekly. Another teacher gets caught. Another woman gets caught. And it's winked at because it's a lady. Right? If it was a man, he ain't getting out. Now, I'm not saying he shouldn't either, but I'm just saying, if it was a man, man, he ain't going to see the light of day. He's gone. But since it's a woman, oh, hey, she must have been emotional. What did you think would happen, though? when the Bible was kicked out and evolution was brought in. The place where Christ is not welcome, the Antichrist spirit is pushed. You know, I want to read you some of this in an article about the end of America, the end of the American dream. It's called Public Schools Are Rapidly Becoming Turned Into Indoctrination Centers and Prison Camps. And they really are. And by the time I show you some of this, I think you're going to see this. And I'm going to show you some scripture along with it that shows you this. It has been said that children are our future, and right now the vast majority of our children are being educated in public schools that are rapidly being turned into indoctrination centers and prison camps. Our children desperately need to focus on the basics such as reading, writing, and math, but instead a whole host of politicians, education officials, and teachers are constantly injecting as much propaganda as they possibly can to classroom instruction. Instead of learning how to think, our children are continually being told what to think. Not only that, our children are also being trained how to live as subservient slaves in a Big Brother police state. Today, nearly everything that children do in public schools is watched, monitored, recorded, and tracked. Now you listen to this, okay? Because what does the Bible say that he will do? It says he causes the oboe, small and great, rich and poor, bond and free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand and their forehead, that no man might buy or sell, save he that had the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. What is that? We're seeing foreshadowings of that beast system right now. What are they foreshadowings of? Control. See, the devil is not, Satan is not God. He does not have the power that God has. God is omnipresent. He can be everywhere at once. What does Satan have? He has the CIA. Okay? He's got a vast intelligence network, a national security network that goes all over the world. We've admitted that we monitor everybody's phone calls. We've already admitted that. We're not even trying to hide it anymore. Yeah, we monitor billions of phone calls a day. All the time. It's always recorded. Everything's recorded. We get phone conversations. We have them taped and everything else. Oh, but that's for your safety. Yeah, we're going to talk about your safety the next service, because it's for your safety. Sure it is. Just keep telling yourself that. I like this picture I seen on Facebook of this family sitting at a dinner table in a jail cell. And they said, "We feel safe now." Yep. Anyway, independent thought and free expression are greatly discouraged and are often cracked down upon harshly. If students get out of line, instead of being sent to the principal, they are often handcuffed, arrested, and taken to the police station. In addition, law enforcement authorities are using weapons such as pepper spray, tasers, against young students in our public schools more than ever before. Children in U.S. public schools are not learning how to live as strong individuals in the land of the free and the home of the brave. Rather, they are being trained how to serve a Big Brother police state where control freaks run their entire lives. If we continue to allow all the liberty and freedom to be systematically drained out of our school children, then there is not going to be much hope for the future of this nation. Listen, America has the number one highest population of prisons in the world. We have the most incarcerated people in the world, and we're the land of the free and the home of the brave. Wake up. We have prisons full of people that shouldn't even be there. Some of them should be dead. Okay? Amen. Some of them should be put to death for murdering, cold-blooded murder. They should be put to death for that. If you have two or three witnesses and they see it and you cold-blooded murdered somebody, then you should be put to death for that. Okay? There's, without a shadow of a doubt, proof that you did that. All right? But some of them shouldn't even be in there for ridiculous charges that are a waste of time. You got Kent Hovind serving 100 months in prison. Okay? Now, whether you agree with what Kent Hovind did or not is irrelevant. What ought to show you something that is absolutely insane is the fact that a guy can go rape a woman and he's out in a year and a half. That guy's in there for 100 months. For what? Because the Federal Reserve didn't get all their money? No, it's not even for that. It's called structuring. People think Ken Hovind was a tax evader and that's what he got. He didn't get charged with tax evasion. He got charged with structuring. Everybody out there, all the Christians are like, yeah, leave that dirty, rotten scumbag in prison, didn't pay his taxes, bow down to the state. Come on! I'm telling you, I'm going to get fired up today. I'm telling you, that's what everybody thinks he's in prison for. He's not in prison for tax evasion. It was never proven. Look at all the court documents. He never was charged with any tax evasion. It didn't, nothing. What did he get charged with? Structuring. What is structuring? Taking deposit amounts out of your account at certain intervals. Did you know that any American could be charged with structuring if they wanted to? Do you know that there are so many felonies on the books in America today that just about anybody can be a felon? Now, I have a theory about this of why that's the case. Okay, let me tell you that. It's so you can't own a weapon. Because if I can make you a felon for just walking down the street and tripping on the sidewalk, if I can make you a felon for that, then I can keep you from owning a weapon. Because that's how the government works. They know they can't just go ahead and outlaw that Second Amendment right now. The reason they can't do that is because there's too many boys with guns. That's why. And big guns. So it'd be hard to go door to door and start sweeping. Because, yeah, you might get some people, but somebody's going to get killed. Amen. That's just going to happen. That's just the truth. You start sweeping through, then you know what? Somebody's going to get killed. That's just going to happen. Plain and simple. So what do? We make everybody a felon that we can. So then they can't ever own a weapon. So you got a guy for money, they say, for structuring, sitting in prison for 100 months. And now all the Christians, because they've not done their research, they think, oh, he's just, it's because he didn't want to pay his taxes, the dirty bum. It's evil. And they've all deserted him. Most of the pastors that would have had him speak all deserted that guy. They all went as far away from him as they possibly could. Yeah. Yeah. Because they don't know. They're uninformed. They don't know. Because they don't do any study. They don't look at it. They, oh, well, that's what they said. Well, David Gibbs said that. Well, that must be true then. Yeah, exactly. Anyway. All 50 U.S. states are now constructing federally mandated databases. This is now, we're going to see, are people being trained for statism in schools? Is it really the beast playground? Let's look. All 50 U.S. states are now structuring federally mandated databases that will track the behavior and performance of all public school students in America throughout their entire school careers. According to the New York Post, the Obama administration wants to use the information that is gathered for a wide array of purposes. Oh, I bet. The administration wants this data to include much more than name, address, and test scores. According to the National Data Collection Model, the government should collect information on health care history, family income, and family voting status. In its view, public schools offer a golden opportunity to mine reams of data from a captive audience. All over America, school children are being immersed in the radical green agenda. In fact, in many areas of the country, children are actively trained to watch how their parents behave and to correct them when they are being environmentally unfriendly. See that? So we got, what are you going to do? You're going to report your mom and dad. They want you to report your mom and dad. Yeah, and look who pays for it. That's right. The following is from the recent New York Times article about this phenomenon. I have very, very environmentally conscious children, more so than me. I'm embarrassed to say, said Mr. Ross, a social worker in Dobbs Ferry, New York. They're on my case about getting a hybrid car. They want me to replace all the light bulbs in the house with energy-saving bulbs. Mr. Ross's children are part of what experts say is a growing army of eco-kids. That just sounds gay. I'm sorry. I mean, when I was a kid, if you'd have told me, hey, Dad, you better get a friendly light bulb. I mean, seriously? Really? Come on. No wonder we got a bunch of effeminate kids today. Look at them as they walk down the road in their skinny little girl jeans. I'm talking about boys. Paul thought it was a boy, and he goes, yeah, that boy just cussed me out. Hey, you, I ain't no boy, I'm a girl. And it just started yelling at Paul. I was just like, and she's like, you better shut up too, because I'm going to beat you up too. And I'm like, that big. I'm not kidding you. That big. As big as my son, pretty much. That's how big. And I'm like, you got to be kidding me. I just was like, this is unbelievable. But they, light bulb, when you were a kid, did you think about light bulbs like that? Yeah, exactly. All right, Dad, I'm going to turn you in for your light bulb. And you'd done that when I was a kid, like, yeah, I'm going to whip you too. Anyway, Mr. Ross's children are part of what the eco kids, steeped in environmentalism at school, in houses of worship, through scouting, and even via popular culture, who try to hold their parents accountable at home. And listen, you see the backwards, you see the Antichrist? What do you mean you hold the parents accountable? No, your parents hold you accountable, you little runt. Yeah, what is it? It's exactly what it is. We're going to talk about that the next hour. But that's exactly what that is. That's what that is. That is totally foreign to what the Bible says. Completely reverse of God's order. No, parents hold their children accountable for what they do. And with their pride and their children's zeal for all things, the grown-ups sometimes end up feeling like scofflaws under the watchful eye of the pint-sized eco-police, whose demands grow ever greater and more expensive. We're trying to integrate it into anything where it naturally fits, said Jackie Taylor, the district superintendent. It might be in the math class. How much water are you really using? How can you tell? Teachers look for avenues in almost everything they teach. One 13-year-old student down in New Mexico. Okay, now we're going to get into the statism part of it. Listen. There is a growing movement, and I believe it starts in the, I personally, and people don't like this when I say this because it's too radical for them. I know. Can you imagine this? Do you know we actually got in a war with the king over in England, and you know why we got in a war with him? Yeah, taxation, representation, but also many other things, simpler things. Do you know that these men, all our forefathers would have charged Washington, D.C. a long time ago? Like, you people are not, now I'm not advocating doing that because you won't win. You're not going to beat the military-industrial complex of the devil. All you can do is go preach. All you can do is live your life holy and try to put local legislation or whatever you can forward to do right, and that's about it. You're not going to get any farther than that. Pray, plant churches, do whatever we can. Amen? Because it ain't going to work. Defend your family, defend your home. That's all you can do. But anyway, what's going on? I believe it starts in the car. I know everybody thinks, well, all these car seats and all these seat belts, and all, they're just because they love us and they want to protect us. Man, if they want to protect kids, they wouldn't be in aborting them at $4 million a year. Don't tell me they want to protect kids. Come on. Don't you believe that stuff? If they inject them with a bunch of poisons and vaccines, don't you tell me they want to protect them. It's control. And it's also to get you confined, to get you used to being confined. Why? Because that's statism. So you got to have used to you being monitored and you in bonds. Listen to this. One 13-year-old student down in New Mexico was recently handcuffed and forcibly removed from a classroom just because he burped in class. Man, I'd have been out of there every day. When I was a kid, and it wouldn't be for burping either. Anyway, in all, over 200 students in Bernalillo County have been handcuffed and arrested in the last 3 years for nonviolent misdemeanors. Why are they teaching these kids to accept bondage and to be in chains? Why are they doing that? It is a prison state. That's exactly what it is. All over America, students are being taught that the First Amendment does not apply in public schools. So let me get this straight. We pay for it, but you have nothing to say with it. Expressions of free speech in school are often cracked down upon very hard. For example, one group of high school athletes was recently suspended for T-bowing in the hallway of their school. I don't like Tebow or nothing, but I mean, he was just, they did that Tebow bow thing or whatever, and they were praying or whatever like that, and they got in trouble for it. Many, many school sex education classes have totally crossed the line. Instead of just educating children about things, many of the courses are now indoctrinating children about the actual acts. Do you understand that? They're informing them and telling them everything about it. Think about, what are they doing? They're violating their purity. They're doing it on purpose. They want to make sure that's there. And you know what? In the end times, the Bible talks about that. That rampant wickedness and sin, and they repented not of their fornication. Why? Because they're being trained for it at their youth. That's why. They're being trained to fornicate at a young age. Listen, you can't show children all that stuff and then expect them not to act on it. Now, why is that? Because children don't have discernment. That's why. Do you understand that? They don't have any discernment. They have zero. That's why the Bible says in Proverbs, you teach the young man discretion and discernment. Why? Because he doesn't have it. And you have to use discretion and discernment on what you show them and tell them and teach them. There are things that you don't have to teach anyone. God already put them in them to know it. When it's time for them to know it. Believe me. They'll figure it all out. Quicker than you like, I'm sure. Quicker than you're comfortable with. Listen, I'm going to rephrase what he says here because to keep it friendlier here. But they hand them flashcards on fornicating acts and they talk about it. The dangers of those acts, about the risk of those acts. These are kids. Yeah, exactly. That's in this too. Yeah, that's exactly what they're doing. That's what they're teaching homosexuality. And they're teaching, oh, here's a safe way to be a homosexual. Yeah. So they're teaching young children that. I don't know where it was. Nate would know. He'll be here in a little while. He's running a little bit late. But he told me that I think it was him and another, I think it was Alex Jones. And again, I know Alex Jones is a shill, but anyway, the point is that he had an article on Infowars.com and he said, and one of the articles talked about a handbook that was passed out to children. And it is the most abominably wicked thing you could ever imagine. And it was up in New England where you guys were at there. Yeah, I mean, I don't remember. Putting kids in jail has become standard operating procedure in the United States. Today, nearly one third of all Americans are arrested by police by the time they reach the age of 23. At this point, the United States has the highest incarceration rate in the world and the largest total prison population on the entire globe. And yet our society just continues to become more unstable. I want you to think about this for a minute. You see all these prisons around here, and you see how many people are incarcerated here. We have the most. Why is that? Because there's big money in throwing people in prison. That's why. Nate and I are going to do a radio show coming up on prisons, and I've got two people that are going to remain anonymous. One is a man that worked in the prison system for 10 years, and he's going to tell us everything that he saw pretty much and what went on there and the corruption that went on there. You know, one guy, and I believe this is true, and you can check me on my facts, and I could be wrong, but I'm pretty positive this is right. Michael Jordan just made the $1 billion list he's worth $1 billion now. Michael Jordan is. Michael Jordan has heavy stock in the prison system. He makes an astronomical amount of money in the prison system. Most of these men make money to enslave their own people and put them in prison. You know why judges and everybody else, you know why they put people in extended things and they do the things they do? You know why they do what they do to Hovind? Because they're making money on it, that's why. Because the more people they have in there and keep in there, the more money they make on it. And we are approaching that time where they want to throw people in prison for everything. Look at that, one third. By the age of 23. All right, now let's move on here. In some U.S. schools, RFID chips are now being used to monitor the attendance and movements of children while they're at school. The following is how one article recently described a program that has been instituted at a preschool in California. Upon arriving at the morning, according to the Associated Press, each student at the CCC George Miller preschool, will don a jersey with a stitched-in RFID chip. As the kids go about the business of learning, sensors in the school will record their movements, collecting attendance for both classes and meals. Officials from the school have claimed they're only recording information they're required to provide while receiving federal funds for their Head Start program. They're monitoring these kids everywhere, every step that they take. Now, it's on them, soon it'll be in them. Right now, it's on them. On them is the next step before in them. Okay? That's how it works. It's just like the internet. Now, you've got iPads, you have these mobile devices that can hold more than the computers back in the 70s could ever hold in this little thing right here. Now they have watches that go on you. Now they have things that can go on your skin. You just push a button and it's in you. The concept is called the singularity, basically, to make you fused in. That's right. They want you to, like I've talked about, go back and listen to that radio show or the sermon I did on that RFID, what that's all about. They're trying to upload your brain to the internet so you can live forever. Like they asked the founder of Google, the in charge of technology of Google, they asked him, does God exist? And he said, not yet. But we're working on him. Revelation 13, verse number 16, and he causeth all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their forehead, and that no man might buy or sell, save he that had the mark, or the name of the beast, or the number of his name. Here is wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 666. What are they doing? Tracking all the world. How does the devil have to listen? Again, the devil's not omnipresent. The Antichrist isn't won't be omnipresent. So what does he need? He needs a system in place. He has to have a system in place because he's not God. But if he can monitor all phone calls, listen, they're going to put Wi-Fi in jungles. They're already working on it right now. They're going to put satellites up and put Wi-Fi in jungles and everywhere. They want it in the remotest parts of the world. They want it everywhere. They want the whole world online. Yeah, that's what they want. Increasingly, now let's move on here. Increasingly, incidents of misbehavior at many U.S. schools are being treated as very serious crimes. For example, when a little girl kissed a little boy at one Florida elementary school recently, it was considered to be a possible sex crime, and the police were called out. Now, obviously, we don't believe in boys touching girls. We understand that, but this is just ridiculous. Okay? This is just, but what are they trying to do? They're trying to make them feel dirty, and to the pure, all things are pure. But on them that are defiled, nothing is pure. That's right. They want to make that a big deal. That's like, you can make things too big of a deal with your children. You have to be careful not to do that. If they do something foolish, you have to be careful because they're kids. Remember, they're still, I don't mean you don't punish things that are wrong, but you need to be clear. You need to be very careful. You don't overreact to things and make them a huge deal, because then you'll start making their wheels turn and they'll start thinking, oh, what's this really mean? That's right. If it was a girl kissing a girl, they wouldn't have cared. Yep. Yeah, that's probably right. Exactly. That's where we're at. Yeah. Because the sodomites can run into the transvestites can run in there, and they want nothing. They want everything perverse. There you go. That's right. It's a hate crime. That's absolutely true, by the way. That's exactly what it is now. Even 5-year-old children are now being handcuffed and arrested by police in public schools. The following is from a recent article that described what happened to one very young student in Stockton, California. Earlier this year, a Stockton student was handcuffed with zip ties on his hands and feet, forced to go to the hospital for a psychiatric evaluation, and was charged with battery on a police officer. That student was 5 years old. Really? Battery on a police officer? 5 years old? A teenager in suburban Dallas was recently forced to take on a part-time job after being ticketed for using bad language in one of the high school classrooms. The original ticket was $340, but additional fees have raised the total bill to $637. Now, when I was a kid, you just got dealt with when you did that. You might be sucking on a bar of soap, okay? All right? I don't care about no fine. You'd be blowing bubbles for a while. You'd be the real bubble maker for a little while. Right? Oh, but that's terrible. Everything's terrible. It's statism, folks. The Bible says, withhold not correction from the child, for if thou beatest him with a rod, he shall not die. Thou shalt beat him with a rod and shalt deliver his soul from hell.
Beat him.
Hear that?
Spank him, I beat him.
Well, that's the truth of the word. That's what it says. Statism says, no, we want to put parents in prison for biblical discipline. what modernists call spanking on the rear end. No, you would rather put them in handcuffs so they could be used to obeying the state from the cradle to the grave. But the Marxists hate the ownership of children. They hate it. You better believe it. That's right. You use the rod, you won't use the handcuffs. That's absolutely true. God's way works. It always has. It always will. But it's not just high school kids that are being ticketed by police. In Texas, the crackdown extends all the way down to elementary school students. In fact, it has been reported that Texas police gave 1,000 tickets to elementary school kids over a recent six-year period. Our children, no, that's not about money at all, is it? Our children are being programmed to accept the fact that they will be watched and monitored constantly. For example, the U.S. Department of Agriculture. What? Is spending large amounts of money to install surveillance cameras in the cafeterias of public schools all across the nation so that government control can closely monitor what our children are eating. Thank you, Michelle Obama. If you can believe it, a certified TSA official was recently brought in to oversee student searches at the Santa Fe High School prom. Well, that makes sense. Because they're a bunch of perverts and they like feeling people up anyway, so that's what they're there for. And now how better to have young ladies that they can do that with and young men do that with? Because they're a bunch of perverts. Ridiculous. You don't believe the TSA is good? No, I think it's foolish. Because I think if somebody was a real devil, there's thousands of people that stand in line at an airport. Now you think about that for a minute. Why would you waste time with a plane? Right? Why would you waste time with a plane? It's just foolish. Doesn't even make sense. But it's one of those scams that go on. But we'll talk about that some other time. The beast must know your whereabouts, though, what you're doing and where you're going. Last year, a 17-year-old honor student in North Carolina named Ashley accidentally took her father's lunch with her to school. It contained a small paring knife, which he would use to slice up his apples. So what happened to this standout student when the school discovered this? The school suspended her for the rest of the year and the police charged her with a misdemeanor. According to the blogger Alexander Higgins, students in kindergarten in the first grade in the state of New Jersey are now required by law to participate in monthly anti-terrorism drills. The following is an excerpt from a letter that he recently received from the school where his children attends. Each month, the school must conduct one fire drill and one security drill, which may be a lockdown, bomb threat, evacuation, active shooter, or shelter-in-place drill. All schools are now required by law to implement this procedure. So who in the world decided that it would be a good idea for first-grade students to endure a lockdown and active shooter drills? So they have they got big guns that, remember, we're supposed to be scared of, nobody's supposed to have except them. And they walk through the schools with those kids like this. I watched the video. They go through those kids and they got guns on them. They got ARs on those kids and they're standing right over them walking down there with them. I'm not kidding you. I watched the video and I'll send it to you. There's like two or three of the videos where they did it with. That you can see them doing it. Why? Because you have to create fear. So you need the state to take care of you. In some U.S. schools, armed cops accompanied by police dogs actually conduct surprise raids with their guns drawn. And there's a video for this, by the way, you can see. In this video, you can actually see police officers aiming their guns at school children as the students are lined up facing the wall. Oh, somebody might have some pot. Got to bring in the guns and the dogs. I know Pastor Kelly's not for smoking pot. I quit doing all that stuff when I got saved, okay? I got saved out of that life. But I'm going to tell you what, I think it's a little ridiculous to pull an AR-15 on somebody that's got a little bag of weed, okay? I'm not condoning weed, all right? But neither do I condone pharmaceutical drugs that you give children in schools either. But all of a sudden, that weed is way worse than that pharmaceutical drug. Why? Well, because the beast said so, that's why. Tax evasion is the number one charge for those that sell dope on the street. You don't mess with IRS. Got it? Oh, you thought it was because they wanted to get dangerous drugs off the streets? Oh, man, I'm about to destroy that worldview you have there because you've been lied to, okay? Because that's not what it is. They don't have your best interests in heart. I'm sorry. That's not the way it is. When you start looking through the Bible and when you start seeing everything, Republican, Democrat, everything through the eyes of the scriptures, you'll lose that hero mentality. When you just see that Boehner caved on everything. By the way, who called it? I did, that Boehner was going to cave on all this. And he was going to let him pass whatever they wanted to. We called it how long ago? Way back when he was elected again. He's going to give Obama everything he wants. Watch him do it because he's a shill. That's right. And he cries all the time. And his bartender came up dead, by the way. How'd that happen? He got suicided. It was decided for him that he didn't want to live anymore. Oh, that's just conspiracy. No, I'll save that for the next one. Then everybody will really love it. Because you'll think I'm the weird guy. Just make sure you check the facts first, though. The U.S. government is now encouraging children to spy on their parents as part of the war on terror. Oh, no, that must be from a crazy preacher saying that. No, that's not. That's from a secular source. If a school official hears that a parent has said the wrong thing at home, that parent could potentially get labeled as a potential terrorist. What does that have to do with the beast system? Turn to Matthew chapter 24, verse number 10. I'll show you. And then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another. Matthew 10:21. And the brother shall deliver up the brother to death. And the father the child, and the children shall rise up against their parents, and cause them to be put to death. That's pretty plain. Very prophetic. Makes sense, doesn't it? Huh? It's almost like Jesus was trying to tell us that was going to happen. That's happened to a lot of people. Amen. The U.S. government has also been increasingly using polls and surveys as tools to gather information about all of us. In previous articles, I've noted how government authority seems particularly interested in our children. According to Mike Adams of Natural News, the CDC is starting to call parents all over the U.S. to question them about the vaccination status of their children. We're going to talk about those a little bit next hour. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control, which has been comprehensively exposed as a vaccine propaganda organization promoting the interests of drug companies. No, now come on. We wouldn't see that, would we? There wouldn't be big pharmaceutical and big government wouldn't be connected, would they? No, that wouldn't happen. You see, they just want to help you. They want you to live longer. That's why cancer is so prevalent in America today, because they just want you to live longer. It would have nothing to do with what you get injected with. Maybe. Or what you eat. Did you know that what you eat and what you take in your body, it has an effect on you? Obviously, we know that. When we eat a lot of cupcakes, we can tell. Right? When we eat a lot of cookies, we can tell. We see the effects of it, right? But also, when we take in things that cause cancer, people get cancer. See, but some people don't. Yeah, I know some people don't. But I sure don't want to take a gamble with my life. I don't want to roll the dice with some of these things and see, well, maybe it might work out. Anyway. The U.S. Center for Disease Control, which has been comprehensively exposed as a vaccine propaganda organization, that's what they did. They sent that out. Okay, let's see. Yep. Hold on. Organization promoting the interests of drug companies is now engaged in a household surveillance program that involves calling U.S. households and intimidating parents into producing child immunization records as part of what is deemed a national immunization survey. The CDC is sending letters to U.S. households alerting them that they will be called by NORC at the University of Chicago and that households should have your child's immunization records handy when answering our questions. I ain't going to answer your questions. I ain't going to answer your phone call. I'm going to hang up on you. Because it ain't none of your business. How's that for you? What do you got to hide? Everything. Everything. You do too. Last year, a high school student in Southern California was suspended for 2 days because he had a private conversation with his classmates during which he discussed Christianity. He was also banned from bringing his Bible to school ever again. What is that? You can't have light shine in darkness. Man, when you shine the light, the rats run. for the Muslims. Yeah, but there's no power in that name. There's only power in the name of Jesus. That's what makes them cringe. That's what makes them flee. That's what makes the devils flee. They don't like that name of Jesus. In early 2010, a 12-year-old girl in New York was arrested by police and marched out of her school in handcuffs just because she doodled on her desk. She doodled, "I love my friends Abby and Faith," was what she reportedly wrote on her desk. So they got her out of there. Back in 2009, one 8-year-old boy in Massachusetts was sent home from school and was forced to undergo a psychological evaluation because he drew a picture of Jesus on the cross. Well, you know, we're kind of mentally unstable, we people that believe in Jesus, right? Don't you know that's where it's going? There's something wrong. Just take this pill and you'll be okay. Just take this pill and you'll be okay. You won't think like that anymore. We'll help you. We'll give you this pill. Yeah, just take this and shut up. A little over a year ago, a 6-year-old girl in Florida was handcuffed and sent to a mental facility after throwing temper tantrums at her elementary school. Don't you dare spank him, but we'll stick him and we'll inject him with a bunch of drugs and stick him in a cage and use mind control on him and make him weird for the rest of their life. Oh, preacher, don't be so forward about that. Why not? That's what they're doing. Inject him with a bunch of demonic drugs, change and mind alter him and make him insane for the rest of their life. They have fits of rage and they snap all the time. Mm-hmm. We'll talk about those drugs next hour, though. Because it all matters. It's all part of the end times beast program. It's all part of it. But see, no one ever brings this stuff out to try to show you it. Why? Well, because it's not exactly a conventional sermon like that. But you know what? God's people need to be informed what's going on. They need to see revelation, all these things. They need to see it here, what's really being planned here, and see it so they can opt out of it. They can say, well, no, we're not going to run with that. Yeah. This is what MacArthur says. You'll be all right. Other students in Florida have actually been arrested for bringing a plastic butter knife to school, for throwing an eraser, and for drawing a picture of a gun. Virginia Attorney General Ken Cuccinelli, hey, I said it, has announced that school officials can search the cell phones and laptops of public school students if there are reasonable grounds for suspecting that the search will turn up evidence that the student has violated or is violating either the law or the rules of the school. So basically, if I think it's okay, I'm going to search your, if I want to, I'm going to search it. See, I didn't make it in public school. I had to quit. I know it wasn't a good thing. I was a bad kid, but I had to quit. Because I couldn't handle it. I grew up for a few years until I was about 10 years old in Christian school. And then I went to public school and I hated it. I absolutely hated it. I had too much of a spirit of understanding what was really going on around me. And I looked at it and I couldn't stand it. I had a big old lesbian teacher that was my teacher. She was like a giant, man. She was huge. A big old mean lesbian. What? No, but she was just a big old, Lily's looking at me like, what in the world? She's looking up at me like, huh? I'm telling you, I'm not being mean. I'm just saying she was a big mean lesbian. I mean, that's frightening when you're a kid, man. I'm telling you, she was mean, man. She's like, you're going to do what I say. I'm like, no, I'm not. I'm like, I'm getting out of here. I left. I couldn't take it. I was like, I'm quitting. I'm out of here. I can't take this. I went and got a GED. I was like, I'm done with this. I can't handle this. I can't take big, mean women. Anyway. All right, anyway. Anyway, he says, so increasingly authorities are using pre-crime technology on our children in order to identify potential problem individuals. For example, the Florida State Department of Juvenile Justice has announced that it will begin using analysis software to predict crime by young delinquents, and will place potential offenders in specific prevention and education programs. Pre-crime. So we're predicting that you're going to commit a crime. Listen, we've predicted that you're going to commit a crime, so we must put you in a facility to keep you from doing that. We think you Christians are gone too far. You're too much of an extremist. So we're going to put you in this facility so we can help you with that. Sound too far-fetched? Not really. You actually believe that some guy named Jesus is coming back for you? You must be crazy. There must be something wrong with you. Let's get you some help. Yeah, I think your chakra is off. There's something wrong with your aura. We need to help you.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah.
That's it. That's right. At one public high school in McAllen, Texas, earlier this year, students were ordered to stand up and recite the Mexican National Anthem and Mexican Pledge of Allegiance. How about that? That went well. All over the United States, tasers are increasingly being used to subdue high school students. The following are two very shocking examples of this that were cited in a recent alternate article. Hey, I had a dream somebody tased me. It was really weird. I just had a dream about that anyway. I thought I'd just throw that out there. I didn't squeal. I was like, I didn't scream, don't tase me, bro. It was like twice. I was like, stop tasing me. This is weird. But this person just kept tasing me. I'm like, knock it off. I didn't scream, though. On September 29th, a girl named Kishana Wilson, was 14, was shocked in the groin with a taser while shoved against a parked car by Allentown, Pennsylvania police officer Jason Amory just outside her high school. The incident was captured on surveillance footage. Allentown police argued that the officer's behavior was justified because Wilson was cursing and inciting a group of people, as well as resisting arrest. While defending his fellow officer, Allentown Assistant Police Chief Joseph Hanna argued, officers are trained to use the justified amount of force dictated by the actions of the resister, not their age or gender. So what he's saying, if that little five-year-old kid kicks me in the shins, I'm going to tase him. In the groin. Zerod Jackson, a 17-year-old student, was eligible to receive free lunch at Middletown High School in Connecticut, according to a June report in the Middletown Press. Last September, Jackson exited the cafeteria line with a slice of pizza, but returned for a beef patty after spotting both pizza and a beef patty on the tray of a student who also receives free lunches. A screaming match ensued between Jackson and a cafeteria worker who accused the teen of stealing. The commotion quickly caught the eyes of SRO's Kurt Shrivo, who threw Jackson onto the cafeteria floor. Alexander Rodriguez said, give me back that beef patty! Who tasered him five times. It's a beef patty. I'm like, that ain't even real beef they serve in high school. Let him have it. It's going to kill him anyway. You think about it though here, okay? You think about what they did to that kid. I mean, come on, really? Even if he did do it, give it to him. Why sit and cause an argument over a dollar? Pay for it yourself. Throw a buck in there. It ain't worth any more than that. I assure you of that. I've ate in high school cafeterias. That food is nasty. And you know what? If you had some poor kid that was receiving free lunch and he wanted it, why would you make a big issue about it and cause a fight over a something that's worth a dollar? That you're giving government money for. What is it? It's control. And that guy thought it'd be cool. I mean, come on, you tasered a kid and embarrassed him over that, over a stupid little beef patty? Do we even have any understanding today at all? I mean, are we that much of fools in this country that we'd sit and fight over something like that that's already been paid for anyway? It's just ridiculous. Public schools are the indoctrinated centers. I could go on. There could be more and more and more, but I mean, I'm just going to stop there. But these public schools are nothing more than Satan, the beast playground. That's all they are. They're indoctrinating them to accept chains, to be monitored, to be watched, to give them RFID chips, to monitor their food intake, to watch them while they eat. What is that? If you got cameras on people while they're eating like that in a public school, what is that? That's prison. Don't you get it? That's prison. They're telling you you're in jail and we have to watch you in the hallways. We watch you wherever you go. And whatever you do, we're going to watch you. We're going to monitor everything that you do. What is that? It's preparing them for what? That's right, a police state. And he causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads, and that no man might buy or sell, save he that had the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. That's what it's about. Control. Gotta teach you That's right. Got to teach you that you must be controlled by the state. It also teaches you that the state is infallible, which we're going to cover the next hour when we cover this. It's teaching you that the state is infallible. No longer are you allowed to have your own convictions about what you believe. No longer is freedom of conscience okay for you, but you have to be forced to make a decision that we want you to make. You must be forced to make that decision. You must be forced to think like the collective. If you don't think like the collective, we'll tase you. We'll throw you in a cell somewhere. We'll drug you up. And then we'll brainwash you and make you think like we want you to think. Yep. Because all the world is going to wonder after the beast. And where do they have to get him? From the cradle to the grave. They must have control. So they start in the cradle. But see, it started a long time ago. It started with the Department of Education being allowed. I mean, it started. There's other things that led to it. But it started with the Department of Education and everything else being allowed. And now the federally mandated control of the state's education system and all those things. It started by telling you that you better put that seatbelt on. If you don't, we're going to ticket you. See, I think seatbelt laws are a good law. I'm glad you like it. It's cool. I get it. It's okay. But it's still your vehicle, and you still have to live with your responsibilities and decisions. Whatever happened to personal responsibility? Instead of the collective making decisions for you. Oh, you're nuts. You're one of those guys that believes you shouldn't have a seatbelt law. Yeah, I am one of those guys that believes that. Because I believe I pay for the car. And I believe I pay for the kids, too. How do you like that? And I got to pay for these stupid roads, too. They have potholes everywhere in them. And I got to pay that cop's salary too. So forgive me if I think it's my car and I can do what I want to in the inside of it and make the decisions for myself. But that's a good law. Hey, it may very well be something that's good. But forcing somebody to do something good never worked. Reasoning with them, educating them, showing them, sure. Yeah. See what I mean, though? But that's where we're at today, though. That's where we're at with things. But because nobody made a stink about it back then and thought their personal property rights were okay, because we didn't make a stink about it back then now your kids aren't yours either. No, they belong to the state. They're wards of the state. You know, they belong to us. There are, when they're in this school, there are kids. That's what they say. Think about it. All it is Marxism. That's all it is. It's control. It's state. It's the beast system. Anyway, we'll talk about it a little bit more and a little bit different of an angle in a few minutes here. Father, Lord, thank you for your words. Thank you for the truth of them, Lord. Thank you that we can see this lived out in our time, Lord. We're seeing it, and we can believe the Bible. We believe it because you said it, Lord. But also we see the examples of it as well, and we thank you for that, Lord. And we thank you that you've opened our eyes to some truth that we can see it. And we can understand where this world is headed. We're not walking in darkness, but we're walking in the light. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.